staff and his team, they played a great game. They got on us early and they finished. They executed better than we did. They were more disciplined than we were. We struggled to make the routine plays, really. Short passes, catches. We missed some sack opportunities. We had a pick six go through our hands towards the end of the first half there. We lost a turnover battle again. And, at our 3 yard line and at our 11, and that puts our defense in a tough position. And certainly we want to, step up and hold them to field goals in those situations. But on Saturday it led to 14 points. So, penalties continuing to plague us. And, some are because we're really pressing, and our guys are playing hard. But we're pressing, and we've got some young guys on special teams who want to contribute and help us and make plays. But whether it's bad technique or bad decisions, it's really costing us field position. We had two dead ball fouls, and those are killers. One of them extending a drive. It was 3rd and 17 at the end of the first half, about to get the ball back with 1:32 on the clock and a timeout. So, that hurt us. I give our guys credit. As bad as the game started for us, losing TJ Thomas on the first play of the game, and the third play of the game, we have a snap, go over our shoulder and get away from us, return to our 3 yard line, and then 6 plays in defensively, we lose our middle linebacker Marco Paterno, who's a great player for us, but then fought our way back in the game and got took the lead early in the third quarter. And but again, I credit Hampton. Every time we scored a touchdown, they responded with points.
You talk about the big play because, as you said, Onumezi Eke with the 70-yard catch to put you up 21-20 coming out of the locker room there early in the third quarter. Did you feel pretty good even after, like you said, you had the snap over the head in the first quarter there? Did you feel pretty good about where you were at that point in the game?
Yeah, felt like, all right, hey, we're back in this football
Yeah.
game, we need to settle down and, we need to stop the run and we need to run the ball. And at the end of the day, we really struggle to do both of those things. And it's tough to win if you can't establish the run and stop the run, and if you're going to lose the turnover battle, and which we did, 2-1, and led to 14 points. So it's tough to win when that happens.
You mentioned the obviously the negative 28 yards rushing and the 6 sacks jump out on the offensive side. When you lose a guy like DJ, that certainly hurts the running game. What is do you feel like his status is going forward? And just was that the biggest reason that the running game wasn't able to get going?
It wasn't. So I wouldn't say it's just that we didn't have TJ. We've got some other good running backs. Rashawn Baker's capable. Running back, he's got some skills, and they did a really good job. They played us in a good amount of double eagle and had the numbers in the box for us. And then once we became more one dimensional, now there's here comes more pressure and here comes the pass rush, and that gave us some trouble. TJ, we'll know more about him here in the coming days about his status.
Question from Bob Sutton. Go ahead. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. Tony, you mentioned TJ here. Marco, is his injury in the first half or the second half or?
Yeah, his injury was it was play six, really defensively, in our second series on defense.
And he didn't come back and play again?
He did not, no.
Okay. I think I saw him listed for a tackle for a loss in the second half, but maybe that was just a wrong number they got on the stats or something.
Yeah, I believe so, Bob.
So is his status for
So yeah, Marco, yeah, left the game in that second series, and he would be doubtful for this week.
gotcha. I also noticed it looks like you made a change at kicker for this game. What was involved with that?
Yeah, Jack's been dealing with some soreness and. So, and Luke's been performing really well, And we felt like we were going to put Jack on the shelf here, try to get him healthy and give Luke the opportunity. And he did a great job with his extra points. And he's got a big upside, big strong leg.
Gotcha. Looks like a little different in height than those two guys. I guess you can tell when one's out there when the other compared to the other, right?
Yeah, no doubt. We're not sneaking him out there.
Okay. Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, thank you, Bob.
Tony, certainly the thing, the injury to Marco was pretty scary to see and to go through. He's down for quite a while. As a coach and being on that sideline, that game was obviously tight, you know, at the time. How do you deal with that with your guys?
Yeah, it's really hard, Rob, because emotions are so high. You know, when you see a teammate, you know, go on a stretcher and leave the field, you know, with the EMS, it's hard. But you know, Marco said, you know, what he his message to the team was tell the guys finish the game, and so I felt like our players and our staff did a really good job of really just gathering themselves and you know, getting back focused on the game. And I think we ended up holding them to a field goal on that possession, and you know, and then got going again. So proud of our players and our staff for how we handled that.
Defensively, your guys were on the field, I think, for 80 plays. That's a lot. Hampton with 277 yards on the ground. You were able to get 11 tackles for loss, so there were certainly some bright spots on that side. But what made their running game so difficult to deal with?
Yeah, you hit it. We did a good job with the negative plays, and we did a good job on third down, I felt. You know, when you've got a, you know, a good zone read offensive attack and quarterbacks that are big and not easy to tackle, they're one of the better rushing teams in the league. You know, we really only we gave up two explosive plays. That was it. I thought we did a good job with that, though. They picked up some chunks of yards on those plays, but for the most part, I felt like we fit the run the way we meant to. You know, and we also had some young guys in there at linebacker, some, and, you know, it wasn't, you know, Marco Paterno and Brandon Tyson, you know, and Nick Velos, always. And so, you know, we got Asher Cunningham, who's a redshirt freshman going, who's going to be a really good player for us. So we had some new faces in there, and Caden Martinez and TJ Young at linebacker. But I think defense got worn down too for a bit there. And you get into the fourth quarter where we gave up some chunks. But proud of the guys for the way they finished. You know, the last two series, we played some prideful defense and forced some three and outs to get us out of the ball game there. Our guys kept playing. But again, credit to Coach Boykin and his team. Every time we scored, they responded with points and finished the game.
We've talked a lot about Jeff Yurk and the impact he's made, but what a day he had Saturday, 5 kicks over 50, 2 over 60 yards, and maybe more importantly, as a coach, putting 5 inside the 20. Just talk about how he's able to impact the game.
Yeah, Jeff's having a great year. You know, he's got a big leg. He's smart. And you know, and we're doing a good job getting down the field too, and covering his punts from a net punting standpoint now. So you know, he's a weapon. He can flip the field and you know, pin teams inside the 20. He's doing a great job.
Well, I'll let you go. Campbell at home on Saturday as they're coming off a win last week against North Carolina A&T. As you start to look at the Campbells, what are some of the challenges that they preside or present on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, been impressed with the job that Coach Harris has done, you know, in year one there. You know, we had some early crossover film when they beat Western Carolina in week two, so we got an early look at them, and I've been impressed, and especially over the last 2 weeks, you know, with the win against A&T last week, and they gave a really good William and Mary team everything they could handle the week before. And so, you know, when they are and they've proven that they can be explosive on offense. Sincere's a dangerous threat down the field, so they can be explosive, and they're tough to beat when they are on the plus side of the turnover margin for sure.
All right, Tony, thanks so much for the time this morning, and